Good afternoon and welcome to Mass today. Yesterday we saw Jesus beginning his Galilean ministry in the synagogue of Nazareth. He read from the prophecy of Isaiah and said, "This text is fulfilled in your hearing. He is that promise when all will be made new. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk, lepers are cleansed. Good news is proclaimed to all." And today we see him journeying to the town of Capernaum, where he encounters this man with an unclean demon inside of him. What is very interesting in any of the accounts where Jesus meets somebody that we would say is possessed, the demon, the devil, knows who Jesus is. He announces him. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The devil knows who Jesus is and the power that he has. "Have you come to destroy us?" And it's almost as if Jesus kind of says, "You bet I've come to destroy you, because you have bound this man and I have come to set him free." And he casts the devil out of the man, very dramatically, as always, but then the man is at peace. And they're all astonished by what happened. But remember, at the beginning, they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. And that's very important for us to think about. Jesus speaks with the authority of God, to heal, to transform, to change, to make new. And he speaks with authority to take away whatever it is that is hindering a person from being fully alive, we might say today. So he takes that demon away. He takes the sickness away. He takes the illness away. And not just partially, completely. Because Jesus does not want any of his followers, any of his children, to be bound in any way by things that make them less than whole. And so this encounter with the devil, stories abound through the Gospels. And I think it's always interesting when the devil says, "I know who you are." My friends, never give the devil his due. Never. He is just waiting for an opportunity for us to fail, to fall, because of something that's happened and we, in our mind or in our heart, kind of blame God. "You know, you should have taken care of this, God," or, "I don't think God is listening to me." The devil is just waiting to jump in and to show us, "You see, you ask God, but he's not listening. You turn to God, but he's not responding. You pray to God, but your prayers are not being listened to." And the devil rejoices in that, that we would then doubt who God is. Never give the devil his due, because he will seize the moment and he will take advantage of it. We know that in our lives and in our faith, in a few moments we will stand and pray the Lord's Prayer, and we will say, "Thy will be done." And when we say that, we mean that whatever is to take place is in accordance with God's will and in God's time. That's what I believe faith to be about, is to have that trust in God. That just because I ask him now doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to respond now. But every prayer that we make is heard by God, listened to, and granted in accordance with God's will. And that's why I think the devil says, "Have you come to destroy us?" And Jesus says, "Yes. Because I've heard the cry of this man in his agony, in his pain, in his suffering. I have come to heal him. I have come to set him free." Finally, one of the great tragedies, I think, of our current climate is that there is a lack of speaking with authority. There's a lack of speaking with authority. And if we don't believe what we say and profess what we believe, then we're not doing what Jesus asks us to do. Let us pray that we will have the courage to face whatever it may be, and where necessary and needed, to speak with the authority of God, and so set whatever or whoever it may be free to become who God truly desires them to be.